Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A highly infectious and deadly virus is spreading rapidly across the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, prompting the World Health Organization to declare a public health emergency of international concern, or FEIC, and this is not just any virus, but a species of Ebola virus known as the Bundibugyo virus, which has no licensed vaccine or specific treatment. The Bundibugyo virus is one of the 6 recognized species of Ebola virus, and it is named after the Bundibugyo district in western Uganda, where it was first isolated in 2007. The genus name, Ebola, itself comes from the Ebola River in the Democratic Republic of Congo, near the site of the first recorded Ebola outbreak in 1976. What makes this significant is that the Bundibugyo virus is not the same as the Zaire strain, which has a licensed vaccine, and this distinction is crucial for your UPSC preparation. The current outbreak is centered in Ituri Province, Democratic Republic of Congo, with confirmed cross-border spread to Kampala, Uganda. Ituri Province has been a hotspot for repeated health emergencies due to its location in eastern DRC, which is characterized by dense equatorial rainforest, active armed conflict, weak health infrastructure, and high human-wildlife contact. The Democratic Republic of Congo has suffered 16 prior Ebola outbreaks since 1976, and this is the 17th outbreak, making it the country with the most Ebola outbreaks. A public health emergency of international concern, or FEIC, is the highest formal alert level under the International Health Regulations, which is a binding international legal framework that governs how WHO member states and the WHO itself respond to global health threats. 3 criteria must be met for a FEIC to be declared. The event must be an extraordinary event. It must constitute a public health risk to other states through international spread, and it must potentially require a coordinated international response. The WHO Director General declares a FEIC on the advice of an emergency committee of independent experts, and in the case of the 2026 Bundibugyo virus outbreak, the emergency committee chair confirmed that all 3 criteria were met. Now, let us turn to the implications of a FEIC declaration. When a FEIC is declared, the WHO issues temporary recommendations to member states on travel, trade, and surveillance measures. It also accelerates access to international funding, triggers national health system alert protocols in member states, removes bureaucratic barriers to cross-border data sharing, and enables emergency use authorization of investigational therapeutics. Previous PHEICs declared by the WHO include H1N1, polio, Ebola West Africa, Zika, Ebola DRC, COVID-19, and MPOX. The Bundibugyo virus outbreak has highlighted a critical vaccine gap, as there is no licensed vaccine or specific antiviral treatment available for this strain. The widely publicized Ervbo vaccine and the two-dose Zebdenoplas Mwebia regimen both target the Zaire strain and have no proven efficacy against the Bundibugyo virus. Experimental options, such as ZMAPP-derived antibody cocktails and broad-spectrum filovirus antivirals, have limited data on their effectiveness against the Bundibugyo virus, and supportive care remains the mainstay of treatment. But why does this matter? The vaccine gap for the Bundibugyo virus is a classic example of the neglected outbreak market failure, where pathogens with low outbreak frequency receive insufficient R&D investment despite their potential for catastrophic spread. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI, and the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, have Bundibugyo virus vaccine candidates in early phase research, but none have completed phase 3 trials. Now, let us look at India's preparedness. India currently has no confirmed cases of the Bundibugyo virus, but given the FEIC declaration and India's air connectivity to East Africa, India has activated standard outbreak surveillance protocols. India's institutional framework for viral hemorrhagic fevers, or VHFs, includes the Indian Council of Medical Research National Institute of Virology, or ICMRNIV, which is the nodal lab for VHF surveillance and has BSL-4 capability. However, India's preparedness gaps include the lack of a domestic Bundibugyo virus-specific diagnostic kit, limited surge capacity in BSL-3-4 laboratories, and contact tracing infrastructure that may need scaling for VHFs. The Epidemic Diseases Act of 1897 provides state powers to contain dangerous diseases, but it has limitations, and there is a call for a comprehensive Public Health Emergency Management Act. The Bundibugyo virus is a zoonotic disease, meaning it originates in animals and spills over into humans. The natural reservoir of all Ebola virus species is believed to be African fruit bats, although the reservoir has never been definitively confirmed through isolating live virus. The spillover pathway involves contact with infected wildlife, such as primates, duikers, and forest antelope, and then human-to-human transmission via direct contact with bodily fluids. The One Health approach recognizes that human, animal, and environmental health are inseparable and demands an integrated framework that includes animal surveillance, ecosystem protection, community engagement, and cross-sectoral response. The WHO, Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, operate under the tripartite One Health Joint Plan of Action from 2020 to 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The World Health Organization's FEAC mechanism, the international health regulations, and India's institutional framework for VHFs are all relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, international relations, and health. The Bundibugyo virus outbreak also highlights the importance of One Health, zoonotic diseases, and vaccine development, which are relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, environment, and disaster management. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bundibugyo virus is a species of Ebola virus with a case fatality rate of around 25-40%. The Jere strain has a licensed vaccine, but it is not effective against the Bundibugyo virus. The first recorded Ebola outbreak was in 1976 in Yambuku, DRC, and the Bundibugyo virus was first isolated in 2007 in western Uganda. The World Health Organization declared a FEAC on 17 May 2026 due to the outbreak in Ituri Province, DRC, and Kampala, Uganda. The FEAC mechanism is based on the international health regulations, which require three criteria to be met: an extraordinary event, a public health risk to other states through international spread, and a potential need for a coordinated international response. The WHO Director General declares a FEAC on the advice of an emergency committee of independent experts. The CEPI, or Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, is an organization that funds vaccines for epidemic-prone pathogens and has a 100-day mission to develop a new vaccine in 100 days. The Filoviridae family includes rod-shaped, filamentous RNA viruses, such as Ebola viruses and Marburg virus. The biosafety level 4, or BSL-4, is the highest containment level required for work with highly dangerous pathogens like Ebola. In conclusion, the Bundibugyo virus outbreak highlights the need for international cooperation, preparedness, and a One Health approach to address the global health threat posed by zoonotic diseases, and as we move forward, it is essential to recognize the interconnectedness of human, animal, and environmental health to prevent and respond to such outbreaks effectively.